Hello, this is Jesse from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valid and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, we are able to proceed. Let me ask you just a few questions. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good?
Good.
Okay, thank you. And is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you so much. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? A, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. B, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or C, no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
A.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Somewhat high.
Somewhat too high. Okay, thank you. And as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1, would you vote yes or no to renew 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And option 2, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so very much. Option 3. Would you vote yes or no to continue 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that fund city streets and road maintenance?
Yes.
Okay.
And now, I guess all of those would add up.
Definitely. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax crisis ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. And lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. We find that as a very, somewhat, or not persuasive reason at all to vote yes.
Persuasive.
Thank you. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Persuasive.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive in on our streets. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, these sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Same options.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Yep, 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
That just seems informative, so not persuasive.
Thank you for your opinion. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very somewhat not persuasive at all.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Since the cost
and
of construction. Thank you. We're almost done as well. Since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly, since voters last approved 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
That is somewhat persuasive.
Okay. The next one says, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Somewhat persuasive.
Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money for the state's or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Same options.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive at all, right? Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward with 70% complete, almost done. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the street when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Option two, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. And option three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance. Vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support or oppose?
Opposed.
Okay, thank you. And what? And also, let me just go ahead and ask you, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years? 11 to 20 years.
11 to 20, yeah.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, and you have a great evening. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Take care.